You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Gylfi Sigurdsson to score and Swansea to win was 17-2. That's been enhanced to 12-1. Zlatan Ibrahimovic to score, Manchester United to win 1-0, 2-0 or 2-1 was 9-2. That's been enhanced to 5-1. It keeps getting worse, Tom, for Manchester United. Beaten by Fenerbahce and beaten comfortably in the end. Only that Wayne Rooney late goal restored any semblance of pride there. And Jose Mourinho now attacking his players, which he's not done so far, but it was only a matter of time. He said they treated that match against Fenerbahce as a match in the summer, a practice match.
Yeah, they probably thought it was as well, because, you know, I don't know if some of them are still getting used to playing on Thursday nights. Manchester United, things are not going well, and things are not going well at Swansea either. This is two clubs that desperately need a victory. Again, I watched Swansea on Monday night, and they were their own worst enemies, really. I didn't think some of their general play was that bad. By no means did they deserve a result because of the way they defended. But I thought they just made it so easy for Stoke. I don't think they'll make it as simple for Manchester United this week. You know you're in trouble if you're seriously contemplating the idea of signing Dimitar Berbatov. And I know it's Halloween has just gone, but I think they've missed the trick not getting him in time for that. I can't back Manchester United. It's as simple as that at the moment. They've lost their last two trips to Swansea. Swansea have had something of a... of a bit of a hoodoo over Manchester United recently. You know, it started when Gary Monk went there to Old Trafford and won, and they've won three of the last four games against them. And I think the fans will be right up for this. Swansea desperately need the result, because I tell you what, you're looking at that bottom three in the table and you're thinking already there's a three-point gap from Hull to West Ham, and you think the bottom three could be the bottom three all season the way it's going, because the teams above them are all going on little runs, are all capable of going on runs. So Swansea definitely need it. Swansea will definitely score. I think... both teams to score would definitely be worth a look, because this one's at home and more often than not they've been scoring goals. But I just can't back Manchester United, so I've got to side with the home side. I have a bit of a soft spot for Swansea and the way they play and approach things, so I'm hoping it will turn sooner rather than later for them. And at the price, I think they could pile some misery on Manchester United. I really do.
Big price, Swansea 4-1 to win the match. Derek, is that the way you're leaning as well?
Yeah, it is a big price. I mean, the thing about Swansea, there is a bit of a gap, a worrying gap if you're a Swansea fan at the bottom. But, and you know, I've got no faith for them. I really don't think they'll go down. I'm convinced they'll start climbing sooner or later. But there are a handful of teams worse than Swansea in the league. I'm not sure if there's a handful of teams worse than Man United right now. They are playing woefully, aren't they? And, you know, you can tell by the way they're playing and the way they're shaped against Fenerbahce in the week that there's something not quite right there. And then you read reports or hear rumours anyway of Mourinho, of a distance going on the training ground between Mourinho and the players. These look like players who aren't prepared to pull it out for the manager. And, you know, the former Man United manager David Moyes is in trouble at Sunderland, but the Portuguese has got to be in trouble at United the way things are going. Paul Scholes was on TV in the week saying, well, you can't get rid of a manager this year. You've got to give him time. But if a manager is plainly wrong for a club, and a lot of people were saying right at the outset that Mourinho was wrong for Man United, in my eyes, you should cut your losses, because it ain't going to get any better. And I don't think it's going to get any better, but it should do. The players they've got. I mean, they were talking on the TV last night about major surgery. Isn't that what they've just had? The money they've spent in the summer. How can pundits get away with saying stuff like that? Every team would benefit from major surgery. Well, Man United plainly haven't, but maybe the next batch they would do. There's something wrong. There's something seriously wrong here. And 4-1 Swansea, they've got no fears about playing United, because their record against them recently is sensational. It's going to come good for them sooner or later. They are going to get the results some of their performances have merited. And I'm prepared. You know, when you get two sides who are struggling for confidence, struggling for form, struggling for results, you worry about backing one of them. But when one of them is 4-1 and the other is odds on, I mean, you know, it's a no-brainer.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill. Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops.